Do you think the PCR test is the gold standard for COVID diagnosis?
Well, let's think about how we used to practice medicine before this all started. You know, what would happen? You would feel sick. You'd have some symptoms. You'd go see your doctor. Maybe your doctor would do a rapid test in their office, which is usually not a PCR test. Usually that's an antigen test. It's something that's, it will turn a color or something like that if the antigen that they're looking for is present. That's different from a PCR test. Then, so let's say you thought you had strep. So maybe they do a rapid strep test in the office. First you'd have the symptoms, right? And your doctor would say, yes, I think I should test you for this. And then they would say, you know, but let's send it out for culture. You remember maybe hearing that. Well, then they would take a sample and they would send it to a laboratory that would grow it in their lab for a few days and say, yep, this is definitely strep, or nope, this is definitely not strep. Your rapid test was wrong. So really there are like three things there that would need to happen before they would say you have strep. The doctor would check your symptoms. He'd do a rapid test and then he'd send a test out for culture. So sending a test out for culture confirms that not only is the microorganism present that causes that illness, but that it's actually active. It's growing. So a PCR test can tell you whether a virus is present or absent, because like I said, the gene I'm looking for is either present or it's absent, but it can't tell you what condition that particular gene or microorganism is in. So you can have a bit of genomic material that's there and maybe it'll register in the PCR test, but it's not actually replicating. So we've even changed the definition of sick, infected. And I know the guy from the FDA says this is the gold standard. Well, the gold standard in terms of what? It's the gold standard maybe in terms of, sure, it's a fancy test. It's a very accurate test in terms of, yes, the virus is present. No, it's not present. But it doesn't actually tell you whether the virus is actually active. So really a cell-based assay, in my opinion, would be the gold standard, because then it tells you, yes, it's present. And yes, it's active.